Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving remix.
Welcome to Noah's Bark.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Noah's Bark. A little Thanksgiving treat for you, the best Thanksgiving song of all time. Not really a Thanksgiving song per se, but I associate it with my favorite TV show ever, even better than The White Shadow, Season 2. Linus and Lucy, a.k.a. the theme song to Charlie Brown, the Vince Guaraldi trio. Charlie Brown Thanksgiving on TV tonight in the U.S., and oh, man, I love that. It's just the best. It's so happy. You know, Snoopy and Woodstock cooking up the feast with the popcorn, and at the end they hang out together, and the humans go off to Grandma's house. Snoopy and Woodstock have their little feast on the ping pong table. I love that show. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Noah's Bark. It's the nothing to lift your spirits on a gray, chilly day, like a childhood favorite, huh? Happy Thanksgiving. Wherever you are, whatever you celebrate, I just want to wish you a happy day, a happy week. And as I observe Thanksgiving this Thursday and give thanks for my friends and family, those who are nearby and those who are far away. Oh, abrupt ending there. Give me a little fade out, boys. What's up with that? Like I have a crew here. As I give thanks for and with my friends and family, I will be sure to give thanks to all of you, the listeners, the viewers, the visitors to the website, who make it possible for me to do what I do and for the rest of the Phone Dog crew to do it as well. We thank you. And spread the word, you know, tell your friends, tell your family, tell the people in line next to you at the Verizon store as you wait for a storm, which I really don't think you should do, but we'll get to that in a minute. Check out Phone Dog. We appreciate it. This is episode 12 of Noah's Bark, the PhoneDog.com podcast with me, Noah from PhoneDog.com, for Tuesday, November 25th, 2008. This episode is brought to you by Nobody. But, you know, I think this episode is brought to you by all of you, because I am thankful for each and every one of you. Thanks for tuning in, whether you're on the website, whether you're on iTunes or Podomatic, or you got it off a torrent. It'd be funny if we were on torrent sites. Pirate Bay, search, Noah's Bark, awesome. I got an email from some website I never heard of the other day telling me that I'm the 361st most famous entertainer on the internet. I don't know. Anyway, we'll be back right after this. We're going to do some mailbag. We're going to do some lightning round. We're going to talk about the storm. We'll see you in a second. What's up, y'all? Thanks for tuning in. Anybody going out for Black Friday sales this Friday in the U.S.? I don't know. I don't think it's worth it, especially with all the online sales now. The economy is so bad now, I'm sure there are going to be all kinds of sales over the weekend and on Monday online. And I'm just crazy, man, fighting with people to get $100 off a TV or $8 off a cheap coffee pot that you didn't really want anyway. I don't know. But times are tight. People got to save money. And, you know, I understand. Anyway, what's going on? It's a gray, chilly day here in the Phone Dog West studio. It is supposed to start raining any second now. I got my bike. I got my rain gear. Got my lights. Ready to roll. Ready to roll home. Rain or shine. It's not going to shine, but, you know, dry or wet. Ready? I'll cry like a baby, but I'm ready. Speaking of crying like a baby, I got two phones on my desk. Jump right into it. One is a pleasant surprise. The other, to me anyway, is a big disappointment. The Samsung Eternity for AT&T, I really like this phone. The BlackBerry Storm for Verizon, I really don't like this phone. And I'll tell you why. The Samsung phone works. The BlackBerry phone doesn't so much work. You know, without even getting into the whole SurePress clickable touchscreen fiasco, which I'll get into in a second, you know, Verizon, BlackBerry, I love you guys. I do. I love the Bold, the BlackBerry Bold. I love the Voyager. I love the Dare, even though, you know, lots of complaints. People have had the Dare for a while, and freezing and breaking stuff. But call me when this storm gets a real firmware. And I know there's one kicking around. So far as I know, it hasn't officially been released yet. Maybe by the time you listen to this, it has been. I don't know. But shipping, it's kind of sad that we're getting used to these devices shipping. You know, we get them and we're like, oh, this doesn't work, this doesn't work. But they'll update the firmware. It'll work eventually. You know, like, I guess maybe we bring it on ourselves, demanding things so fast and putting pressure on the rumor mill and trying to outscoop each other. And we want the new thing and we want it now. And we want it cheap and all that. So the companies are trying to respond, just push things out. But like, I don't know. Slow down. Make sure the thing works before you ship it. You can't catch everything. But with this firmware is so buggy. It lags, you know, between when you click between applications or when you rotate the phone. I heard lots of complaints from people about, like, they're doing something and they're in the web or checking their email and they get a phone call and they miss the call because by the time they switch the firm, you know, they switch back to try to answer it. Or if they're on a call, they get a second call, I guess, is the more likely situation. By the time they get the phone off their cheek and they look at it and it lags. And I don't know, man. I had really high hopes for this device. And it's really pretty. The screen is beautiful. I'm looking at it right now. The screen is beautiful. And, you know, the form factor. I mean, it's kind of bulky and heavy like a BlackBerry. But, you know, but it looks nice. It looks slick. And the screen itself is responsive. It responds to when you touch it. But, you know, it's got the great BlackBerry email system. The Evdo Reve data is good. It's the best web browser I've seen on a BlackBerry yet. It's faster. It handles JavaScript better than the Bold browser does. But it's just, it's laggy. And it first time I tried to play a video on it, it crashed hard. It took like 3 minutes to boot back up, too, because it had to fix itself. And, you know, like Claire on Heroes. It's been downhill since then. The typing on it, to get to the whole, I think BlackBerry, you know, they tried to, whether the actual intentions were to innovate or to just come up with a gimmick to separate themselves from iPhone. They took a problem and they, in trying to solve it, they made it worse, I think. The touchscreen, I think it's more tiring to use than a regular touchscreen. If you haven't used one yet, the whole deal is that it's a touchscreen and you tap on it, but then to actually register a key press, the whole screen is a giant button that clicks. And so, not to even mention the part that you've got like another moving part in the phone now, and who knows how they're going to hold up after thousands and thousands of clicks. I mean, the phone feels sturdy and everything, but you never know. And it kind of wiggles around a little bit in the chassis and, you know, potentially, I guess, there's more of a chance to get dust or moisture or whatever inside of there. But all that aside, just for me typing on it, when I first got it and I was, you know, trying it out, I thought, oh, this is pretty cool. And the more I used it, the lower my opinion of it became. It's fatiguing to the thumbs a little bit, I think, at least relative to a touchscreen, regular touchscreen, I think it is. And I can't type as fast on it as I can on a regular touchscreen. When I started to get, you know, a little proficient with it, the screen clicks couldn't keep up with my thumbs. And I've read a bunch of other reviews, and some people like it, some people don't, and that's fine. And if you love it, great. I want you to be happy with whatever your phone is, or if you don't have a phone, but you just like to listen to people like me ramble on about phones, prattle on. I like that phrase, prattle on about phones. Whatever. I want you to be happy. I don't care if you use the phone I use, if you think the phone I use is terrible. It doesn't matter. You can argue about them all you want. But I'm just saying that I found this problem, and then I read a bunch of other reviews after I posted my initial review. And I read the same thing from some of the other reviewers, some of the other bloggers saying, you know, same thing with the key pressing. If you're tapping a key on the left side of the screen, if you're a fast typist, odds are you're probably going to hit a key with your other thumb before the screen has a chance to actually physically, you know, raise up and then click back down again. And so only one of your key presses is registered. There's a bunch of videos on the PhoneDog site and on our channel, phonedog.com/YouTube, youtube.com/PhoneDog. Or just go to the PhoneDog site and search for Storm and you can see them. And I try to demonstrate this on camera. But if you're interested in this phone, two things. One, wait for the firmware to work some of these problems out or else you're going to be just frustrated beyond belief. Two, go try it out yourself in person. I think for the casual user, who doesn't send a lot of emails, but, you know, has to be on Verizon and or on BlackBerry and wants a flashy touchscreen phone, multimedia friendly, stuff like that, you know, you might wind up liking it. The SureType keyboard actually, I think, is better than the widescreen QWERTY because the buttons are a little bigger. SureType being the system where you've got two letters per key in most cases instead of a full QWERTY. And you hold the phone, you know, the up and down the long way, not widescreen mode, not landscape mode, but portrait mode. And that keyboard, I actually think, is a little bit easier to use than the widescreen landscape QWERTY. You know, it's got the 3.5 millimeter headphone jack. The media player is good. 1 gig of internal storage, 8 gigs on a micro SD card. I think once they get some of the bugs worked out and release a firmware update, you know, this could be a nice phone. The thing with me is still the same point is that it's a BlackBerry. And to me, BlackBerry, if you're going to pay the BlackBerry data plan and all that stuff, and I know for corporate users, it's different. If you have to use BlackBerry, you know, then it's nice that you have a different option, particularly if you're somebody who reads the emails and writes back, you know, very few responses and very short ones. If you're just writing back to people, you know, if you're a high-level manager executive and you're just firing back at people, you know, get it done, you're fired, stuff like that, fine. But if you're like me and you like to ramble, if you like to prattle on and you're writing long messages, I don't know, I find it very frustrating to use. But either way, they got to get the firmware worked out. I mean, geez Louise. On the other hand, the AT&T Eternity from Samsung is a delight. I shouldn't say that because I just tried to use the GPS functionality and it wasn't working all that well. But otherwise, I'm really pleasantly surprised with this phone. It looks a lot like, so Samsung's got a bunch of new phones out, all touchscreen phones that look kind of alike to the casual observer. The T-Mobile Behold, the Altel Delve, the Verizon Omnia. All have come out recently, and they all kind of look like the Instinct, which came out in the spring, or I guess came out in the summer. We saw it in the spring. But the Eternity, for whatever reason, I haven't used the Delve yet because Altel doesn't work here in the San Francisco Bay Area. But of the others that I've used, the Eternity is my favorite. The touchscreen is responsive. It's got a 3.5 millimeter headphone jack. The web browser, for whatever reason, is a lot better than the browser on the Behold. The new T-Mobile web stuff, I'm using that noise a lot this week, but T-Mobile, come on. Give us a real web browser outside of Android. Put Opera on your phones or something. The Omnia is nice. I like the Omnia too. But the thing with the Eternity is it's kind of a sweet spot. It's not a full-on smartphone. It's not Windows Mobile, so you don't have that lagginess and instability that you get a little bit with Windows Mobile. But it's got a decent full HTML web browser. It's responsive. No Gmail support because AT&T and Gmail, I guess, just can't make nice, or Google rather. You know, beyond that, I haven't been able to get the Gmail Java app installed. I've read online that other people have, but the mobile TV doesn't work here in San Francisco. And I've heard actually some reports that the mobile TV service may not be up to snuff. I can't verify those yet. But the phone I've used, it, the music player is good. The 3G speeds for web browsing are good. Zooming and panning on the web browser works well. The other apps, the games, all that kind of stuff. And the keyboard is very easy to use. It's got like a whole bunch of different keyboards in it. It's got widescreen QWERTY. It's got vertical, you know, full QWERTY, T9, whatever you want. It's got haptic feedback, so it vibrates a little bit. And it's just for a resistive touch phone. It's not capacitive like iPhone or G1 or Storm. But it's resistive, so it responds to pressure, which generally those aren't quite as good. But this is probably the best Samsung yet, in my opinion anyway, as far as the touchscreen goes. Really pleasantly surprised with this phone. If you're on AT&T, you want a good web phone, but you don't want a full smartphone, I would say check it out. It's worth a look-see. There's the music telling me to shut up for a second. Take a sip of my hot milk tea here. We'll be right back. Noah's Bark, the PhoneDog.com podcast with me, Noah from PhoneDog.com. Stay tuned. Welcome back to The Bark. Don't forget Gadget Dog Daily, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. That's 1 a.m. Thursday morning in Belgium. And Get Your Dog Daily every Monday through Friday at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Well, most Mondays through Fridays. Taking Thanksgiving off for sure. And the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, not sure what I'm going to do yet. We'll see. But, you know, sometimes I just drop into the Phone Dog channel, Phone Dog TV channel, other times as well. When I got the Sony Ericsson X1, did a little impromptu broadcast. So you never know. You never know. And soon I'm going to be getting my hands on a Nokia S60 phone and installing the mobile Kite producer app there. So I could just, at any given moment, it could just be like, bam, Phone Dog TV Blitz, bam, which would probably be really dull given how exciting my life is. But you never know, right? I'll mount it to my bike, to my bike helmet, rather, and broadcast live as I'm cycling home from work, which I'll be doing shortly, in a couple hours. Get out of here, go home. Anyway, let's dip into the mailbag, see what's going on in the world. You can the best way to post your questions really is the Phone Dog forums. Go over to phonedog.com. Oh yeah, www.phonedog.com/TV is where you can hit up all that TV stuff. And Phone Dog forums, phonedog.com, and then click on forums. This is where you can post your questions. So let's see here. In the mobile lounge, Marvin asks about the holidays. Since it's almost time the holidays, will companies drop the prices on the cell phones? Would it be before Thanksgiving or before Christmas? And since a lot of new phones just came out and more still coming, will they be any cheaper? Should I just get one now? And then somebody actually responded. Tilt for Fuse says, well, I'm not sure, but I'm going to get the AT&T Fuse like a week after Christmas, because if you call the stores and you ask for the prices are going to lower, they will change it to get you to buy the phone right after Christmas, blah, 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 whatever, whatever, whatever. Yeah, okay. Sorry, I didn't mean whatever, whatever, like to dismiss what Marvin was, what Tilt Fuse was saying. I was trying to understand here. Basically, yeah, so the deal is you will definitely see sales on phones between now and Christmas time. Won't be before Thanksgiving. I mean, this was posted a little while ago anyway, but you'll see them after Thanksgiving. The day after Thanksgiving in the U.S. is the biggest shopping day of the year, because a lot of people are off and they start doing their Christmas shopping and all that stuff. But you'll see prices slashed. Day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, the following Monday, they call Cyber Monday because people go to their offices and they blow off work to shop online. You'll see prices lowered, and you'll see them stay low until Christmas time. But then you'll also see after Christmas, you'll see the after Christmas sales where people, like Tilt-A-Fuse was saying, you know, they take back gifts they didn't want, or they didn't get what they wanted, and then they go buy it for themselves or whatever. And I think this season, because everybody's so worried about the economy, which hopefully is just people being overdramatic. Obviously, there are some issues, some serious issues, but we'll see. I'm not an economist. Shouldn't get into that. Anyway, you'll see, you know, I think you'll see lots of deals on prices. And, you know, don't forget that a lot of times if you don't go through the corporate company store, you don't go through the AT&T store or the Verizon store, but instead you go through something like on PhoneDog, we have a phone finder and we have some links to Let's Talk and some other places. And I'm not trying to push that. I mean, it's great if you want to use our tools. But I'm just saying, if you go and you hunt around online and you go through a third-party dealer, sometimes you can get better deals on some of the phones as well, provided that you're willing to sign up for a service contract. So yeah, definitely, Marvin, there, you'll see some deals on phones in between Christmas and Thanksgiving, Christmas, and then probably again right after the first of the year. But then you'll see a bunch of new phones coming out starting at CES in January. So, you know. All right, here's another question that I answer like three times a week. Seriously, Stodix, I believe is how you pronounce it, asked about the HTC Touch HD. Hi, Noah. I'm wondering if you'd happen to know when the HTC HD will be coming to America. Any phone that has a bigger display than the iPhone gets a big thumbs up in my book. HTC always makes great smartphones. Will they be following the same release pattern as Diamond and Pro, Sprint and Verizon? Any chance of them going to T-Mobile? Thanks, or as we say here in the islands, mahalo. Stout. Sorry if I'm pronouncing that incorrectly. Stout, mahalo to you too. The islands brings back good memories. Yeah, the deal is HTC announced officially that they are not bringing the Touch HD to America. That being said, they got a big outcry from people about it, and then they announced that they did take all that feedback and send it to the higher-ups, but still the official line is the Touch HD will not be coming to America. Now, it is an unlocked GSM phone. You can import it. And you can use it on T-Mobile or AT&T via Edge. The 3G data won't work because it's different frequency banding. There are rumors kicking around that there will be another HTC Android phone on T-Mobile, And I have it from a pretty reliable source that they've seen photos of the phone, not the phone in person, but photos. And it does look something like the Touch HD with the big touch screen, but it has a trackball on it as well, kind of like the G1 does now. No slide-out keyboard or anything, just a full touch screen with a trackball. It's not the Touch HD, but a similar phone codenamed Sapphire is, again, this is kind of old news if you listen to the podcast regularly, but it's the latest that I have, and every time I check with the source, they say, you know, nothing new, but that's still, you know, that's the info we've got. We're still going with it. So there you go. So nothing more on the Touch HD itself to America, but maybe a similar device with Android on it. We'll have to wait and see. What else we got? Let's do another mailbag question. All right, the Grand Slam wants to know about AT&T's phone. Hey, I'm a student. I need a new AT&T phone that's good for texting. I've looked at the four new messaging devices, and I'm not impressed with any of them. What do you think is the best one for me, even if I have to wait till after Christmas? Well, I mean, you're saying you want something good for texting, but you don't like the messaging devices, and I'm not sure then what it is that you're missing. You ask these questions, you got to give us more information. If you just want a phone for texting, get the Pantex Slate. It's cheap. It's got a full QWERTY. It sends texts. But, you know, clearly you want more out of your phone. So you got to give us a little bit more. My favorite of the new AT&T phones is the Samsung Eternity. I talked about it before. I really like it. But I don't know if it's what you want, you know. I think the touchscreen's good for texting. I think the multimedia functionality is great. The web browser is really good for a non-smartphone. But for straight-up texting, myself, I'd go with the Slate. If you want a super phone, the Fuse, the Bold, and the iPhone, of course, are, you know, AT&T's reigning champs of the superphone race. And then the new LG Insight looks interesting. Haven't gotten to try that one out myself. You got to give us a little more, you know, so we can fully answer your question there. All right, we'll be back in a minute. We're going to do a little lightning round. Stay tuned. You're listening to Noah's Bark, the phonedog.com podcast for Thanksgiving week. Thanks for tuning in. Oh, wait, what happened there? Mic cut out. I was saying, thanks for tuning in. I'm thankful for it. All right, here we go. Lightning round, let's hit them up. Quick thumbs up, thumbs down on some of the latest devices to come out. We'll start with the BlackBerry Storm. I'm going thumbs down on this device. It could change to at least a neutral. If you're a casual user, like I said, who's locked into BlackBerry and or Verizon and wants a flashy touchscreen phone, it could be a thumbs up for you. This phone is very, you know, hit or miss. But for me, the combination, I don't like the clickable touchscreen. I think it's hard to type on. And, you know, the firmware is so buggy that's got issues. But firmware updates could fix, you know, a lot of the issues. Beautiful display, great network. BlackBerry email is great. The touchscreen, you have to try it yourself. So there you go. Samsung Eternity for AT&T, thumbs up on that one. I talked about that at length. I really like that phone. Not much else that we've gotten since last week. I have reconnected with the Nokia 5310 Express Music for T-Mobile. Big thumbs up because I did this on video. I don't think I talked about it yet on the podcast. I'm giving up the iPhone again for a while. I'm tired. Well, basically, my iPhone, something's up with it that I cannot, when I'm in text or email mode, I cannot hit the space bar or the send key. So that's really useful. I don't think it's a digitizer problem, a hardware problem, because the touchscreen seems to work, like buttons on that edge of the screen work in every other application. And the landscape mode for entering web addresses work. So I don't know what the deal is. And I just said, you know what, like, I don't really want to mess around with third-party apps and all that stuff because I've been kind of wanting a physical keyboard anyway, and I really like the BlackBerry Bold, as you may know, when I used it. So I'm on the hunt for something new. And in the meantime, I popped my SIM card into the 5310, and I got to say, it's kind of a nice change of pace. It's very slim. It's very inexpensive. It works. It's, you know, Series 40 gives you some functionality with shortcuts and calendar and stuff on the home screen, but it's very responsive, no lag, and it's got a headphone jack. I can plug my headphones in, listen to my music, listen to my podcast. Not my podcast, but the podcast I listen to. And it's not locked down with the whole iPhone system. So like syncing an iPhone between more than one computer can be a pain. With this, you know, I just plug it in via USB or I pop the memory card out and put it in to my computer and I can move music files around and I can set up for syncing stuff. So I don't know. I'm going to go back. I'm going to give the Nokia E71 another try because I only got to spend a little bit of time with that when I reviewed it and I really was impressed with it. The camera was so-so, but I've come to realize that I don't need a high-spec camera for what I do. You know, I'm not printing these pictures out. I'm just sending them in text messages to people who are like, dude, enough with the text messages or MMS messages. Anyway, so thumbs up to the Nokia 5310. So far, so good with that one. And I think that's kind of it. The Epics, the Saga, all that stuff we talked about already. Not much in the lightning round. Still waiting to get a Quickfire, still waiting to get an Insight. Two new AT&T phones I have not yet gotten to check out in person. And the Omnia, well, the Omnia's out now, I can talk about it. Thumbs up for me for the Omnia. I really like the Omnia. TouchWiz needs work. TouchWiz is not a mature UI, and there aren't a lot of widgets, and I don't think graphically it's all that cool looking. There are some useful widgets, like I said. It's nowhere near what HTC's TouchFlow 3D is. That being said, Omnia, the hardware, I think is great. You know, you've got 3G, you've got Wi-Fi, it's slim, the touchscreen's responsive. The camera, you know, is a little more... that's a little more bark than bite, so to speak. Really high specs, but the performance leaves a little something to be desired. But still, big thumbs up for this phone. I think if you're in the market for a smartphone on Windows Mobile, on Verizon, definitely check it out. I really like it. Very slim, very cool. And now Verizon has the Touch Pro, but they want $350 for that one on contract, which is a lot of money. And Verizon's data plans aren't cheap. Last minute thing here. Some news kicking around about the NVIDIA Tegra mobile platform that I checked out back in August. There's some videos up of it. Super impressive demos of that mobile computing platform that I saw. There's some rumors kicking around, and I have my own source, which is kind of unconfirmed. I'm kind of piecing some things together. But it looks like we may be seeing the first actual commercial product, cell phone, using the Tegra platform at Mobile World Congress in Barcelona next February. And it looks like it may be a Microsoft product. And there's a chance that it might not be a Windows Mobile phone, but it might be something to do with Zune, or even more likely, something to do with the fact, remember they bought Danger a while back, the makers of the Sidekick? So really interesting, some rumors kicking around, and then some people I've talked to who have sort of, you know, not confirmed but not denied things, so we'll see. Also, it looks like LG, you know, they released the Insight, their first U.S. smartphone and runs Windows Mobile and stuff. We might see some interesting stuff from LG at CES in January as well. So stay tuned for all that. Special episode of Phone Dog TV this week, Wednesday night. Me, myself, and I, but the Phone Dog crew and some of our other friends giving thanks for things. And we'll be live with the BlackBerry Storm, the Omnia, some of the other phones, the Eternity, you know, everything we've got. We'll have them live. So, woo, that's loud. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Noah's Bark, the PhoneDog.com podcast. With me, Noah from PhoneDog.com. Lots more, of course, on PhoneDog.com. Check out our Facebook page. Check out our YouTube channel. Most importantly, enjoy yourselves. Be safe. Happy holidays. May you all be blessed with lots and lots to be thankful for. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will see you later. Take care and be kind to strangers.